Being aware of our personal operating system is one of the most powerful forms of self-development. Just as every computer runs on an operating system that determines how it functions, every person runs on an internal set of beliefs, habits, assumptions, and default behaviors. This operating system influences how we interpret problems, how we respond to pressure, what we prioritize, and what we think our role in life is. Most of the time, we don't consciously choose this internal programming. It develops through personality, upbringing, culture, and past experiences. But once we become aware of it, we gain the ability to upgrade it. A major part of this operating system is the story we carry about what our job is in the world. Some people believe their job is to make decisions. They see themselves as leaders, problem solvers, and strategists, and they take pride in being decisive. Others believe their job is to learn, constantly gathering knowledge, studying patterns, and improving their understanding before acting. Still others believe their job is to execute, to get things done with focus, discipline, and consistency. Some people operate from the belief that their job is to delegate, build teams, and multiply effort through systems and people. None of these perspectives is wrong. Each is valuable, but each becomes limiting when it becomes the only way we operate. Core competencies are essential for success. In careers, business, and leadership, having strengths, such as execution, communication, analysis, creativity, or management, can create opportunity and recognition. People tend to build identities around what they do best because competence brings confidence and rewards. But the very strengths that help us succeed can also trap us. When we rely too heavily on one strength, we risk becoming one-trick ponies, effective in a narrow range of situations but stuck when the environment changes. A person who only executes may burn out because they never step back to think strategically. A person who only learns may delay action and miss opportunities. A person who only decides may ignore input and make avoidable mistakes. A person who only delegates may become disconnected from the details that matter. Opportunities often open up when we challenge the limits of our internal operating system. Growth begins when we notice our default patterns and ask whether they still serve us. For example, someone who believes their value comes from being the smartest in the room may resist collaboration. Someone who believes they must always be productive may struggle with reflection and creativity. Someone who believes leadership means control may struggle to trust others. These are not character flaws. They are simply outdated programs running in the background. The goal is not to abandon your strengths, but to expand your range. Becoming aware of your operating system allows you to develop new modes of thinking and working. It helps you ask better questions. When should I decide and when should I learn? When should I execute and when should I delegate? When should I lead from expertise and when should I lead from curiosity? By widening your approach, you increase your adaptability. And adaptability is one of the most valuable skills in a world defined by change. Ultimately, expanding your job description means refusing to be confined by an old identity. It means giving yourself permission to evolve beyond what you've always been good at. The most successful people aren't just talented, they're flexible. They are willing to update their personal operating system as life demands new levels of capability. When you do that, you don't just become better at your work, you become a more capable version of yourself.